C2 family, and welcome to our worship this morning.
弟兄姊妹早上好，欢迎弟兄姊妹来到我们今天早上的聚会。
I trust the Lord is being with you and blessing you this morning.
盼望神今天借着早上的时间能够给你带来更多的祝福。
I especially miss all of you since it's a combined Sunday.
从上一次的逐日聚会到现在我很想念弟兄姊妹。
Combined Sundays are always a great time for us to see one another as a big church, Chinese and English congregation.
我想这样合并的聚会总是一个很好的机会，叫我们中文的和英文的能够合堂一同来敬拜神。
But at least we praise God because we have this opportunity to at least be with each other online.
我想我们今天有这样的机会，我们很感谢神，至少我们仍然有这样的聚会在晚上能够敬拜我们的神。
Let's open up in a word of prayer.
好，我们一开始先有一点的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and bless you, Lord, for this new day.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因着你赐给我们这样一个美好的新的一天。
We thank you that you are a sovereign God and you have watched over us.
主，我们感谢你，主，因为你是那全能的神，并且你看顾我们。
We thank you that you have led us through all the trials of this week.
我们感谢你，因为你带着我们走过这一周所有的试炼。
And Lord, as we gather together, be in our midst.
找到我们一同来到你面前，我们求你与我们同在。
We thank you that you are a God that is everywhere.
主，我们感谢你，主，因为你是我们无所不在的神。
That you can be with each and every one of us, even as we are separated in our own houses.
因为你可以与我们每一个人同在，即使我们每个人是分开的。
And our presence with you unites us together as a body.
主啊，因着你自己，主啊，叫我们能够弟兄姊妹一同在灵里合一。
We pray, Lord, this morning that you would lift up our eyes to see your words of truth.
主啊，我们求你今天早上开我们的眼睛，主啊，叫我们能够在话语里面看见真理。
That you would lift us up above the things of this world into a heavenly place.
主啊，叫我们能够抬高我们的眼光，看见这些能够从属灵的眼光看见这些在我们身边发生的事情。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us begin by singing.Hymn number 628.
我们一开始我们一同来唱诗歌628首照我本相。
We sing this because the Lord can meet us wherever we are.
我们唱这首诗歌因为神他能够与我们每一个人同在，不论我们在哪里。
Whether we are sick or well.
不论我们身体是否安康。
Whether we are close to you or whether we are far away.
不论我们是靠近的还是远离的。
You reach down to where we are.
你都能够到我们的身边。
And bid us come to you.
乃是叫我们能够一同到你面前。
Just as I am without one, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I have been to to rid my soul of one dark love to thee. Love can cleanse each bottle of God I call. I come. Just as I am, with many a conflict, many a fighting that lives within, without a land, I come. Just as I am for my sad riches, feeling of the mind, yeah, all I need is me. I find no land, oh God, I come. Just as I am, wilt welcome blood and cleanse. Because I promise I believe God, I come.
We thank God that we can come to Him. James, in his letter to the church that we looked at last week, says to consider it pure joy whenever we face trials of many kinds.
雅各在他的雅各书信里面，我们上次读到过，叫我们能够在我们所遇到的各样的试炼里面，叫我们仍然有喜乐。
One thing I love about looking at God's word is it's always applicable and it's always true.
有件事情我很喜欢的就是我每次读神话语的时候都能够看到他的话语在我们的生命当中可应用。
So in the past month, I've personally been going through a lot of trials.
在过去的一个月里面，我自己本身经历过很多的试炼。
And the Lord has been teaching me through His Word to rejoice in them.
那神借着他自己的话语来激励我，来告诉我要在他的试炼当中能够喜乐。
Because I know from the book of James that God is using these trials in my life to perfect me.
因为我知道神借着雅各书里面告诉我们。借着这样的试炼乃是叫我们得以完全。
He's using these trials to build in my life those things that he loves.
他乃是借着这样的试炼在我里面能够建立起他所喜悦的东西。
He's using these things to grow my love for him.
他用这些事情能够叫我里面对他的爱能够得以增长。
So let us sing the next hymn, which is hymn number 224. More love to thee, O Christ.
我们接下来一同唱诗歌224首，爱你更深。
To thee, O Christ, more love to thee. Hear thou the prayer I make on this is my earthly, O Christ.
Continue to give us more love for him as we look to his word and spend time together.
盼我们能够一直的祈求，求神让我们更多的能够来爱他。
Well, this morning we're going to continue in our study of the book of James.
所以今天早上我们会继续来查考雅各书。
I was really debating and praying what word I should share this morning.
我自己也一直的在思索说今天早上我要与弟兄姊妹分享什么样的话语。
Because we still haven't even finished up our study of the book of Peter.
因为我们其实还没有结束查考彼得书。
Yet the book of James, I felt, had a timely word for us as a church.
但是看到雅各书，我觉得可能在这个时机对我们的教会比较合适。
Last month we began the book of James, and we saw that James was writing to a scattered church.
那上一次我们也讲到这个雅各书，因为他写信给被分散的教会。
James was the leader of the church of Jerusalem. He was their kind of head pastor.
那么雅各他是当时耶路撒冷教会的属灵领袖之一，相当于我们的牧长。
And he has to send out this letter because his church is not physically there anymore.
他必须要这样子写信，因着教会的弟兄姊妹并不同在一处。
His church is scattered all around the area.
因为教会的弟兄姊妹分散在各个不同的地方。
Just like we are scattered.
就像我们一样，我们现在也是分散的。
We cannot meet together as a church physically.
我们没有办法像原来教会一样，我们一同聚集在一起。
And so James writes these words to a church that is scattered, and we want to learn what is on his heart for us to hear.
所以雅各书写着这样的信给分散的教会，我们今天就要从这份信里面能够学习我们现在的情况，我要学习的功课。
And James says, the first thing he says is that we should consider it all joy when we face trials of many kinds.
那么雅各他提到的第一件事情就说到，当我们在各样的试炼里面，我们都要以为大喜乐。
When we face tests of our faith.
当我们面临我们的信心受试验的时候。
Because as I mentioned just before in the worship, that God is using these trials to form us into his image.
就像我们在唱诗歌之前分享到的，神借着这样的试炼，叫我们里面满有基督。
And so because we know God is using these trials in our lives, we can now consider these trials good, even though in our normal human understanding, we would consider them bad.
因着我们知道神在用这些试验在我们的生命当中，因此即使我们日常当中觉得这些试验好像对我们是不好的，但我们仍然以为好。
And then James continued that in order to make this change of mind, to view these trials as a good thing, as something to rejoice in, we need God's wisdom.
所以雅各就告诉我们，应当要在这样的试炼当中，叫我们能够应用神给我们的智慧。
We need God's wisdom and not man's wisdom.
所以当我们改变我们的态度去看这些事情的时候，我们用的不是人的智慧，用的乃是神的智慧。
Because the wisdom that God talks about in His Word is the application of the knowledge of God.
因为这边讲到的智慧，乃是说到我们对神知识的一个应用。
That means we need to be in His Word.
那也就是说，我们必须要在神的话语里面。
And we need to be in prayer to Him, asking Him for wisdom.
我们也必须一直的祷告，求他给我们智慧，叫我们能够明白他的话。
And so as we learn who He is through His Word,
叫我们能够通过他的话，能够更多的知道神是谁。
God will help us by His Spirit to apply that knowledge to our lives.
借着圣灵，他也会教导我们，让我们能够明白。
And that application is wisdom.
叫我们能够应用，而这样的应用也就是智慧。
So we're going to pick it up in James chapter 1 and starting in verse 9.
所以我们今天会从雅各书的第一章第九节开始讲起。
And here James is going to give us some examples of how to apply this wisdom, how to apply the knowledge of God in our circumstances.
所以雅各会告诉我们一些的例子，叫我们知道怎样能够应用神给我们的智慧。
So let's begin reading.
我们一同来念。
James chapter 1 verse 9.
雅各书第一章第九节。
The brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position.
卑微的弟兄身高就该喜乐。
But the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wild flower.
富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。
For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls, and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away, even while he goes about his business.
太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足的人，在他所行的事上，也要这样衰残。
Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
人被试探，不可说，我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed.
但个人被试炼，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin when it is full grown gives birth to death.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪既长成，就生出死来。
Don't be deceived, my dear brothers.
我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。
Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变也没有转动的婴儿。
He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像初熟的果子。
Let's pray and ask God for understanding.
我们一同来祷告，求主让我们能够明白。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the chance to look at your word this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你给我们机会，叫我们能够今天早上来读你自己的话语。
We know that your word is effective and sharper than any double-edged sword.
对，我们知道你自己的话语是有效的，比两刃的利。比两刃的剑更加锋利。
So we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would illuminate your word to us.
所以我们祈求圣灵能够将你自己的话向我们来光照。
Help us as a scattered church to be conformed into your image.
帮助我们，叫我们这分散的教会能够磨成你自己的形象。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So looking back in verse 9, he gives some examples of how to apply the knowledge of God.
所以我们回到第九节，这边就讲到雅各用一些的例子，叫我们知道怎样能够来应用神给我们的智慧。
And it sounds like two very different tests.
这给我们看见好像是两个很不一样的试验。
One very hard and one pretty easy.
有一个好像很难，但另外一个好像又很简单。
But in fact, these trials are the same thing.
但其实这两样的试验其实是一样的。
They are both tests of our faith.
都是对信心的试验。
Are we going to put our trust in God, or are we going to put our trust in something else?
我们是要信靠神呢，还是信靠神以外的东西呢？
Is God going to be the center of our worship, or is it going to be something else?
神会成为我们敬拜的中心吗？还是其他东西呢？
So here we see the first thing that James looks at is the one of humble circumstances.
所以这边雅各提到的第一个情形是讲到卑微的弟兄。
That is,the brother or sister that is poor.
那也就说到有弟兄姊妹在贫穷的情况里面。
Back in the biblical times, there wasn't much of a middle class, so everyone was either poor or rich.
在圣经记载的那个时候其实并没有太多的中产阶级，大部分要么就是贫穷，要么就是富足。
And so we know, of course, thatThose that are poor face great tribulation.
但我们就知道那些贫困的弟兄姊妹，他们就会遇到很多的困难。
There's the worry of where the next paycheck is going to come from, where the next meal is going to come from.
所以他们常常会因着接下来什么时候会收到钱，下一顿饭在哪里而忧心。
And then there's also just the trials of being on the bottom of the social ladder.
所以他们也会因着自己在社会的底层而觉得有压力。
So Paul says, how do we apply the knowledge of God in this circumstance?
所以这边就说到，那我们要怎样在这种情形底下应用神给我们的智慧呢？
He says, you ought to take pride in your high position.
他这边说到，要因卑微的弟兄身高就该喜乐。
Take pride or rejoice some or glory in some other translations.
就该喜乐也可以说是要因着这样的情形而觉得荣耀。
So saying poor, even though you might not have a lot to rejoice about, there is something, if you have the knowledge of God and apply it to your life, there is something that you can rejoice in.
对于卑微的弟兄，好像他们没有太多的事情能够叫他有喜乐。但是如果我们知道应用神给我们的智慧，我们就可以 知道有哪些可以叫他喜乐的。
And that is that you have a high position with God.
这就是在基督里面的地位。
And you need to apply the knowledge of God, that God has chosen you and predestined you for glory.
所以我们如果应用神给我们的智慧，我们就知道神他已经在基督里面拣选了我们。
That he has sent his one only son to die on a cross for your sins.
他差遣自己独生的儿子为着我们罪的缘故而钉在十字架上。
And when Christ rose again, we too rise with him and become brothers and sisters of Jesus.
当他从死里复活的时候，我们也一同复活，成为在主内的弟兄姊妹。
We become children of the Most High God.
我们成为了那至高神的儿女。
And so applying that knowledge to our circumstance, we can praise God, we can be rejoicing, because in God we have a high position.
所以在这样情形底下，我们应用神的智慧，就知道我们有喜乐，因为我们在基督里面的地位。
James says later in James chapter 2 verse 5.
雅各书在后面第二章第五节的时候他说道。
He says, listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who loved him?
我亲爱的弟兄们请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？
So that's how we apply wisdom, apply God's knowledge, the knowledge of God to a poor circumstance.
这个就是叫我们怎样应用神的智慧。如果说我们是在贫穷的这种情形底下。
But we see that James spends most of his time addressing the rich.
但是我们后面就看到雅各其实他花了大部分的时间来讲，如果我们是在富足的情况下。
I'm sure many of us given a choice between the trial of being poor and the trial of being rich, all of us would choose the trial of being rich.
我想如果给我们一个选择的话，我想大部分的我们都会选择那成为富足的试验，而不是成为卑微的试验。
But James and his brother Jesus would tell us that would not be a wise decision.
但是雅各却告诉我们这样的选择其实并不智慧。
Didn't Jesus himself say that it is harder than a camel passing through the eye of a needle that a rich man may be saved.
耶稣他自己也说过，富足的人他们得救甚至比骆驼穿过针的眼还要难。
Because the rich man too has this temptation to put his faith in something else.
因为富足的人他们有这样的试探，叫他们去信靠那神以外的东西。
Those that are needy put their hope in something they don't have.
这些贫困的人他们会常常把自己的盼望放在他们所没有的东西上面。
I remember when I was at a previous church, there was a convenience store, just down the block.
我记得我在之前的一个教会的时候，这边有那边有一个便利店，就在下一条街。
And when I forgot to pack my lunch or dinner, I would sometimes go over there and pick up something to eat.
所以有时候如果我忘记带午餐的话，我就会到那边去买点东西吃。
But I didn't really like to go in there because it was a heartbreaking place to be.
但是我其实并不太想去那个地方，因为去那个地方会叫我的心受伤，叫我心碎。
Half the store was devoted to the lottery.
因为有一半的商店都给了乐透。
And there would be a large crowd of people gathering around, looking at lottery tickets, scratching off tickets, trying to win some money.
你会看到有一堆的人，他们会聚在一起，想要去刮那个乐透奖，因为他们想要去赢得一些什么东西。
These were not people just playing for fun.
这些人他们并不是因为好玩而在那边玩这些乐透奖。
These were people who had put their hope on money that they didn't have.
这些人来是将他们的盼望放在这些他们所没有的东西上面。
And so they were playing the lottery. If only I can win some money, then all my problems will be solved.
所以他们玩这些乐透，因为他们觉得说，如果我能够赢得这个奖励，那么我所有的问题就将被解决。
But the rich have the opposite problem.
但是对于富足的人，他们有相反的问题。
They have all the money already.
他们已经有了这些钱。
And so their temptation is to put their faith in what they already have.
他们就会把自己的信放在那些他已经拥有的东西上面。
Which is a lot easier to be tempted by.
所以这个其实对于他们来说更容易被试探。
Because if you're rich and you go through life, you know how far your money gets you.
因为如果你是富足的话，你就会发现说钱可以带你走去很远的地方。
And so you depend on that money, you depend on that wealth for everything.
所以你就会信靠自己的富足，你就会去信靠这些钱在你所有的事情上面。
So James says, the one who is rich should take pride in his low position.
所以雅各说到富足的降卑也该如此。
He's making a little play on words.
所以他这边玩了一点的这个文字游戏。
That the person of low status should boast in their high status.
这些有低地位的人要因着他的高的身份而夸口。
And then the person of high position should boast in their low position.
而这些有高地位的人要因着他们低的身份来夸口。
What is this low position they are to boast on?
那么这些低的身份他们应该要夸口的是指什么呢？
It's the weakness of their own mortality.
这边乃是讲到他们自己在道德上面的软弱。
Not only do we have to be humbled to come to Christ, but we still know that we have little power.
不只是说我们到神面前我们要谦卑，其实也应该要了解到我们所拥有的能力是极其有限的。
That no matter how wealthy we are, we still cannot determine how long our life is.
不论我们有多么的富足，我们都没有办法判断我们的生命有多长。
So James says that the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business.
所以雅各书就告诉我们，因着他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。
That he thinks it's just another ordinary day.
因为他可能觉得说，哎，今天就跟往常的每一天一样。
But then he will still die.
但是他可能就会去世。
He has no control.
他完全没有办法控制。
So we can boast in that.
所以我们可以因着这个夸口。
That all these riches that I have are worthless.
夸口说到我所拥有的这些富足其实是没有什么价值的。
And then that leads them to remind themselves of what is really important.
所以这些就提醒他们说到什么才是真正重要的。
That all they have is Christ.
因为他们所拥有的一切只有基督。
So James continues in verse 12.
所以雅各在12节继续说到，
He said, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
人受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Now he says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial.
这边说到忍受试探的人是有福的。
It doesn't say that those people that are blessed by God will avoid trials.
这边并不是说到那些有福的人，他们会他们不会经过试探。
They are not going to be blessed by going around trials or running away from trials.
他们也不会被祝福，叫他们可以不用经过这些试探。
They said, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial." That means goes through the trial.
忍受试探的人是有福的，也就意味着说，那些经过试探的人，他们是有福的。
Because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life.
因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。
He will receive the proof of his faith.
这也就是证明他们的信。
That is not to say he has earned it by his suffering.
这并不是说因着他的受苦而得到这个生命的冠冕。
But the crown of life, the reward for us, is the proof of the trials and sufferings that we went through.
这些奖赏给我们的生命的冠冕，乃是来证明说我们经历过的试验。
It's like when we go through high school or college and we receive a diploma.
这就好像我们读完高中或者大学以后，我们拿到了这个证书，毕业证书。
And when we apply for a job, we can show them our diploma. We show them the degree that we have received.
所以当我们出去找工作的时候，我们就把我们自己的毕业证书给他们看。
And of course, the employer doesn't think, oh, but he has that diploma, so that means he is imparted with much knowledge.
当然。当这些雇主看到这个毕业证书的时候，他们并不会说到哦，因着这些证书给了你这些知识。
But it is proof that we have gone through the classes, we have gone through the hard work, and we have passed the tests.
这个证书只是一个证明，说我们已经上过课了，已经完成所有的作业，并且通过了考试。
And so God says, blessed is the one who goes through these trials.
所以这边就说到忍受试探的人是有福的。
And those who go through the trials will receive the reward at the end.
因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕。
But then he moves on to another temptation, which is kind of more internal.
但是接下来他又讲到另外一个试探，好像更加的深入人心。
Because what makes these trials so difficult is not something on the outside.
因为叫这些试探变得很困难的，并不是外在的东西，而是内在的。
We may think the hardest part of a trial is the actual suffering and pain that we go through.
我们有时候会觉得说。试探它最难的地方乃是在于我们所经历过的这些苦。
But James clarifies in verse 2 that it is, in verse 3, because it is the testing of your faith.
但是雅各却在第三节的这边是说到这个是对信心的试验。
That's where the real trial lies.
那个才是试探它试验真正用力的地方。
Of course, when we go through sufferings of many kinds, it's difficult, physically speaking.
当然，我们经历过的这些试验，对我们来说，从身体的角度来说，都是很难的。
The stress is difficult.
我们所受到的压力是困难的。
The physical pain is difficult.
身体上面的痛苦也是困难的。
The emotional pain is difficult.
我们在情绪上面受到的波动也是难的。
But James says the most important part of a trial is the spiritual aspect.
但是雅各却告诉我们，最难的地方乃是在灵里。
Because if we fail a test physically, it's okay. We might die in the trial, but that's okay. As long as we are found in Christ, we will live eternally.
所以就好像说，如果我们在试验当中只是身体上面受试探、失败、死亡，其实并不算什么，因为我们最后还是能够在基督里面得以完全。
So the most dangerous part is that test of our spirit, our test of our faith.
所以这边他试验最难的地方乃是讲到在灵里的试验，是对我们信心的试验。
Failing that test means I have put my faith in something other than God.
如果我们在试验当中失败的话，那也就意味着我们把我们的信放在了神以外的东西上。
So verse 13, James continues.
所以13节雅各继续说道。
He says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
There is a temptation when we're going through these hard times to blame God for them.
当我们经历过这些艰难的处境的时候，我们会受到一个试探，叫我们去抱怨神。
That's what's so amazing about when you read through the book of Job and read about his suffering.
所以这就是我们在读约伯记的时候，当我们读到他整个所有的这些苦难的时候，我们心里会觉得特别的惊讶。
It records that in all these things, everything that Job said, he never blamed God.
我们就看到说，约伯在他经历的这些试验里面，他没有去抱怨神。
He might have asked God for a reason, but he never laid the blame on God.
他或许会向神问为什么，但他从来不抱怨神。
James says that evil temptation is not in the character of God.
雅各告诉我们说，这个试探本身，这些恶的试探的本身，不是从神来的，因为它不是从神的本性里面出来的。
So God is never going to.Set up something with a desire to see us fail.
所以神他并不会好像给我们一个试探，然后看我们失败。
That we cannot say, God, why are you tempting me to evil?
所以我们不能问神说，为什么你要试探我，叫我好像被恶所胜。
So if God is at the source of these temptations, then what is?
那如果神他并不是试探的根源，那么什么才是试探的根源呢？
Well, James gives the answer in verse 14.
Well, 14节的时候，雅各就给了我们一个答案。
But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed.
但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
The source of the temptation is within us.
试探的根源是从我们里面出来的。
The root is our own evil desires.
它的根源乃是我们的私欲。
So going back to the examples we had before of the rich and the poor.
所以如果我们回到我们刚才讲到的富足和卑微的这个例子上面。
It's a temptation of the inner desires that wants to be self-sufficient.
所以这个试探乃是里面的私欲叫他能够让自己自足。
The poor says, I want to be able to take care of myself. I want to be able to meet all my own needs.
卑微的弟兄他可能会想要能够解决自己所有的问题，能够满足自己所有的需要。
The rich says, I can take care of all my needs. I'm sufficient of myself. I don't need anyone.
而富足的弟兄他可能会说，我已经拥有了这一切，我完全可以满足我的需要。
So when we go through trials of many kinds, what makes it a trial of our faith is that something connects with our own evil desires.
所以当我们经历过这些试探的时候，我们就知道这些试探都是与我们里面的私欲直接相连的。
James uses the language of fishing or hunting.
雅各在这边其实他用到的是打猎或者捕鱼所用的语言。
To fish or to hunt, you have to attract what you want to catch.
所以当你出去捕鱼或打猎的时候，你总是要去吸引你所要追捕的对象。
So if it's, say, fishing, you want to have the right kind of bait.
比如说如果你想要去捕鱼吧，你就要选择对的诱饵。
And so expert fishermen will know the right kind of thing to put on their hook so that the right kind of fish will find it attractive.
所以专业的捕鱼者，他们就会找到对的这个鱼饵和对的这个鱼钩去抓他们想要抓的鱼。
And if you don't know what you're doing when you go fishing, and you don't put the right thing, then it will be very lucky if you catch anything.
所以如果我们不知道怎么捕鱼的话，我们就随便放一些鱼饵在上面。那么如果你能捕到鱼，那算你幸运。
So James says that this evil desire within us is the thing on the hook. It baits us.
所以他这边就讲到这个试探，就像这个诱饵一样。他会来诱惑我们。
And then in verse 15, then after desires conceive, it gives birth to sin, and sin when it is full grown gives birth to death.
所以十五节他继续说到，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
This verse is encouraging, but it's also a warning for us.
这句话对我们来说是激励我们的，但是同时它对我们来说也是一个警告。
It's encouraging because first we see that our evil desires within us are not innately sinful.
这边激励我们的点在于私欲在我们里面它本身其实并不是罪。
Whether that inner desire is for adultery or stealing or coveting,
不论是这个奸淫的私欲，不论是偷窃的私欲，或者贪婪的这个私欲。
Or maybe our inner desire is sloth or gossip or even homosexuality.
或者是我们这个懒惰的私欲，甚至是同性恋的这种私欲，或者讲闲话的这个私欲。
James says, none of those desires that you have inside, even though they're evil, they are not sin.
雅各告诉我们，虽然说这些私欲在我们里面它是恶的，但它们本身并不是罪。
But when we add action to that, then it becomes sin.
但是如果我们在这些私欲里面带出行为的话，它就成了罪。
When we take that bait, like a fish,On a hook.
当我们如果去咬鱼钩上面的这个鱼饵的时候
then we have sinned.
那我们就犯了罪。
So James explains it in a kind of a life cycle.
所以雅各他几乎是用像一个生命的周期的这种方式来解释这个事情。
My little kids have been learning about life cycles in school.
我的小孩他们现在在学校里面正在学习动物的生命周期。
And they always talk about the life cycle of a frog.
所以他们经常会讲到这个青蛙的生命周期。
So they show the start with an egg, and then it turns into a tadpole, and then it grows up to be an adult frog.
他们就学到说这个青蛙它是先从卵开始，然后变成了小蝌蚪，最后成型成了青蛙。
So James says this is the same thing with temptation and sin.
所以雅各告诉我们说，这个就跟私欲它这个罪的这个周期也是一样的。
The egg that starts out with is our desire.
这边讲到了这个我们刚刚讲到这个卵，它就像我们的私欲一样。
If we give into this evil desire, it hatches.And turns into sin.
如果我们去满足我们的私欲的话，那么它就会成长成为罪。
If you let sin grow to full maturity, it becomes death.
如果你让这个罪它肆意的成长的话，那么当它长成以后，它就生出了死来。
So this is why we have to be careful, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么我们必须要十分的谨慎。
We shouldn't think that there is such a thing as a carnal Christian.
所以我们不要觉得说、我们有一种可能好像能够成为属肉体的基督徒。
A carnal Christian is supposedly someone who、is saved but lives a worldly life.
这个属肉体的基督徒也就是说到那些、门拯救的门恩的基督徒，但是他们却过着属世的生活。
Of course, even as true regenerated Christian, we may sometimes sin.
当然，作为我们这些、新生的基督徒，我们也可能会犯罪。
We may sometimes give in to those evil desires and sin.
我们也常常会在、私欲上面我们跌倒并且犯罪。
But it cannot become the normal practice of our lives.
但这不能够成为我们每一天生活的日常。
Because the end result of sin is death.
因为罪恶它的结果乃是死。
So I just want to、have us turn to 1 John chapter 3.
我们接下来我们一同来看一下约翰一书的第一章。
And 1 John chapter 3 verse 4 speaks to this,、this sin in our lives.
这个第三章的第四节这边就讲到我们在我们生命生活中的罪。
Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness.
凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。
But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
No one who lives in him keeps on sinning.No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him.
凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous.
小子们呢，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him.He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God.
凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother.
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。
So John is saying that when、that those who are of God will not have a life of sin.
所以约翰就告诉我们说，这些属神的，他们就不会、成为。他们就不会在生活当中一直的犯罪。
We might occasionally sin, but that is not going to be the pattern of our lives.
我们当然可能在一些情况下我们会犯罪，但那不应该成为我们的生活方式。
So I kind of imagine this like a mosquito bite.
所以我大概可以把它想象成好像被蚊子叮咬。
When I moved into、back in the Queens,、I discovered there was a lot of mosquitoes in the neighborhood.
当我、之前搬进皇后区的时候，我发现、邻居那边有很多的蚊子。
And I realized that those mosquitoes don't like how I taste.、
然后并且发现这些、蚊子 并不喜欢我的味道。
So when we go out for a walk,Everyone else will be covered in mosquito bites, and I won't have any.
所以出去走路的时候你常常会发现其他人总是被蚊子叮咬，但是我却没有被咬。
But when I go to visit my family in Singapore, I get a lot of mosquito bites.
但是当我去新加坡去探望我的家人的时候，我却一直的被蚊子叮咬。
The mosquitoes there must think I'm a very tasty and exotic dish.
所以对于那边的蚊子，他们可能觉得，哎呀，我就是他们的美食。
And when you get bit, the bite swells up a lot and it's very, very itchy.
所以当我被咬的时候，这个被咬的地方就开始红肿，而且非常的痒。
And so when you get bit, that itch is like our evil desire.
而被咬之后，这个产生的这种痒的这种感觉，就好比我们的私欲。
And when you get that bite, you want to scratch it with all of your being.
所以当你被咬的时候，觉得痒的时候，你就很想要用力的去抓它。
It's just so itchy.
因为它太痒了。
And when my parents would tell me, don't itch, then the only thing I could think of was, I need to itch.
所以父母就会告诉我不要去挠它，但是我能想到的唯一件事情，那就是要去挠痒痒。
And what happens when we scratch that itch?
所以当我们去抓这个抓痒的时候呢？
It does feel really good.
你确实会感觉很舒服。
But the problem is that it actually makes the insect bite itch more.
但其实事实是你去越去抓它，它可能就会觉得越痒。
It's never just the case where you just scratch it once and you feel really good and then that's it.
这你永远不会碰到说哦，你去抓一下，然后它就不会再痒了。
It's always the case you scratch.And then the more you scratch, it feels good, but the more you need to scratch it after that.
因为常常的情况你会发现是你一直的去抓它，你就发现后面越抓它越痒。
And then if eventually when you scratch it too much, then you start to damage your own skin.
直到你一直的过分的去抓它的时候，你就会发现你的皮肤就被破坏了。
And about the only time it stops itching at all is when it hurts so much because you've damaged your skin.
那么直到你觉得被抓的很疼痛以后，你才会觉得不痒，因为疼痛的感觉盖过了它。
And it works the same way with sin.
这个跟我们罪的这个情况是一样的。
Our own evil desires, we want to give into it in our flesh.
我们里面的私欲，我们人总是想要去满足它。
But when we give in, then our flesh wants to give in more.
当我们去满足它的时候，你会发现我们的肉体要你更多的去满足它。
And if we make it our life practice of continually...Scratch at an itch. Whenever we receive that temptation, we give into it. It leads to death.
当我们如果一直的去满足它，就好像我们一直去抓这个痒的话，成为我们每天生活的行为。当这个试探一来的时候，我们去满足它，你就知道有一天它就会生出死来。
It in effect proves that we have not been saved.
因为这证明了我们并没有得救。
Because we do not resist the temptation.
因为我们并没有阻止这样的试探。
We are not walking in the Spirit.
我们没有在灵里生活。
We are not being obedient to God.
我们并不顺服神。
We are not bearing fruit in accordance to what we have been saved for.
我们也没有照着我们的救恩结出果子。
So James continues in verse 16 and he says, don't be deceived.
所以雅各在16节他就继续说到，我的亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。
I know that bait looks so good.
我知道这个诱饵对我们来说真的是太有诱惑力了。
I know it's going to feel so good to scratch that itch.
我知道当你去抓它的时候你就会觉得很舒服。
But these are just lies.
但这些却是谎言。
That scratching will never make that itch go away.
因为你去抓它，它永远 都不会止痒。
That bait is attached to a hook and it's going to snare you.
这个诱饵后面就是一个钩，它会抓住你。
James tells us to not be deceived because we have in our minds, in our culture, this thinking that all the good things are bad.
这边雅各告诉我们说，我们不要看错了，因为在我们的文化里面，我们总会觉得说所有好的东西它都是坏的。
And so we give into them.
所以我们常常就会去满足它。
But James says in verse 17,
雅各在十七节这边继续说道。
He says, every good and perfect gift is from above.
各样美善的恩赐和全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。
The culture and our own desires are trying to deceive us.
我们这个生活的这个文化常常会叫我们看错。
It views that thing on the hook that our evil desires want.That's good, that's pleasurable.
因为他总是会告诉我们这个钩上面的这个诱饵它能够给我们带来快乐。
And the things of God, those obeying God, doing our quiet times, praying, those seem so dull and boring.
而让我们去顺服神，我们去在神面前祷告，这些事情对我们来说是十分的无聊的。
It's made it into our culture and into our language.
这些早已经注入在我们的文化和我们的语言里面。
I know in English, I don't know about Chinese, but in English, some people can say, oh, I had a sinfully good time.
在英语里面我知道是这样的，在中文里面我不确定。英文里面当他描述我有一个很美好的时光的时候，他就会用罪恶。这个词来形容它。
Or sin is used of desserts to describe how good they are.
或者他们用这个罪这个字来形容这个甜点它有多么的好吃。
And that always annoyed me when I go to a restaurant, I open up the dessert menu and there's this wonderfully looking chocolate dessert and it's described as sinfully decadent chocolate.
所以当我去这个餐馆的时候，当我打开这个上面的菜单的时候，当我看到一个很好吃的一个巧克力的时候，它上面描述它就会说它如同罪恶般的好吃。
And I always want to cry, that's not sinful, that's just chocolate.
但是我第一个反应就觉得那这个它并不是罪啊，它只是一个好吃的巧克力而已。
Who made that chocolate?
那谁做了这个巧克力呢？
God gave us that chocolate.
神给了我们巧克力。
So how can we describe this chocolate as sinful?
那我们为什么要去描述这样的巧克力说是罪恶的呢？
James tells us don't be deceived.
雅各告诉我们说不要看错了。
All the good things in life are actually from God.
我们生命生活当中所有美善的东西都是从上头来的。
Everything that Satan tries to tempt us with is a perversion and a corruption of something that's good that's from God.
罪恶它吸引我们都是用那些已经腐败那些不好的东西来吸引我们，而这些东西不是从神来的。
All those things that we find desirable in our sinful natureIt has its roots in something that's good from God.
这些罪恶他们吸引我们，他们是从我们的私欲的根源里面来吸引我们的，而这些东西它本质上面都是不好的。
Take for example, even sex, that's a gift from God.
所以我们如果举个例子，比如说性，它其实也是从神给我们的一个恩典，一个赏赐。
And yet our evil desires are tempted by a perversion of it in terms of either adultery or pornography or all sorts of different things.
但是罪恶试探却叫我们把这个本来是恩赏赐的东西把它泛滥变成了奸淫变成了这个黄色的东西。
Or even take, for example, the example that we looked at before with wealth.
所以我们再回到我们之前提过的一个例子，讲到这个富足。
Who created wealth?
谁制造了这个富足呢？
Who created all these good things?
谁创造了这些所有好的东西呢？
God did.
是神创造的。
And he gave them to us to enjoy.
而且神是把这些东西赐给我们，叫我们可以享受。
And yet, Satan wants to twist that into putting our faith in the stuff that we have instead of in God.
但是撒旦却用这些东西来试探我们，叫我们让我们去信靠那神以外的东西。
To turn these things into idols.
去把这些东西变成了我们的偶像。
So James reminds us that every good thing is from God.
所以雅各他就提醒我们说，所有美善的都是从神来的。
Every good feeling, all the warmth in the day, every good time you have has its roots in the grace of God.
我们在每天生活当中所有享受到的好的东西，这些美好的东西，都是它的根源都是要从神来的。
And the fleeting pleasures of sin aren't actually good and never satisfied.
而这些转瞬即逝的这些享受，罪恶的最终之乐，它永远都不能满足我们。
So James continues and he calls God the Father of the heavenly lights.
所以他这边雅各就形容说到，那是众光之父。
That is God is the ultimate source of everything that is good.
这边是说到神他是所有美善之物的最终的根源。
Who does not change like the shifting shadows.
因为他没在他并没有转动的影儿。
That God is good and desires to give good gifts to his children.
因为神他是善的并且他乐于施恩给他的儿女。
And he doesn't change, so it doesn't matter.When you ask him, he's always going to be generous and giving.
因为神他并没有改变，所以不论我们什么时候去求他，他都能够慷慨的给我们。
All of us who have earthly fathers, we know that there are certain times when we know we shouldn't ask anything of our fathers.
当然，对于我们深深的父亲，我们就知道说，好像有一些的时候，我们千万不要向他们要什么东西。
There's going to be times where he's going to be in a bad mood, something bad happened at work, and you know that anything you ask is just going to be denied.
有时候他们可能情绪上面不是很好，或者正在经历一些什么不好的事情。那么如果在这个时候你去向他们求一些东西的时候，你就知道你所有的要求都会被拒绝。
And so as earthly children, we look at the face of our earthly father to see what kind of a mood he's in.
所以深深的孩子他们必须要看着自己深深父亲的脸色。
But James says, our heavenly father never changes.
但是雅各却告诉我们，我们天上的父在他并没有改变。
He's always good.
因为他永远都是善的。
He's always generous.
他永远对我们都是慷慨的。
And so in verse 18, he describes the good and perfect gifts that he gives us.
所以在十八节这边，他就讲到他能给我们的最好的、最完美的礼物。
He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
他按自己的旨意，用真道生了我们。叫我们在他所造的万物中好像初熟的果子。
I love the contrast that he's making with what came before.
我很喜欢他这边所用到的一个对比跟前面所讲到的内容的一个对比。
He said sin gives birth to death.
因为他讲到说罪他能够生出死来。
But God chose to give birth to us through the word of God.
但是神他却借着他自己的话语他的真理在真道里面生了我们。
In other words, when our faith is full grown, we give birth to eternal life.
也就是说，当我们的信心得以成长，那么它就生出来永恒的生命。
That we might be a first fruits of all creation.
我们就能够在所造的万物中好像初熟的果子。
I hope that as we read this, that we have an inspiration to rely on and apply the wisdom of God.
盼望说当我们在读这些神的话语的时候能够给我们一个启发叫我们能够去信靠我们的神。
That we can understand a bit better the trials and temptations that we're going through.
叫我们能够更多的明白我们所正在经历的一些试验。
That we will be able to resist the temptations.
叫我们能够在这些试探叫我们能够在试探中站立的稳。
That we will be able to persevere through the trials.
叫我们能够在试验当中能够忍耐。
And at the end receive the crown of life that God the Father has offered to us.
并且在最后的时候能够得到神所赐给我们的生命的冠冕。
And this is going to be not just for our present circumstance in the middle of this pandemic.
当然这不仅仅是用在我们现在在疫情当中的这个情况而已。
In verse 12, I just remind you that it says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
我想再回到12节再提醒一下弟兄姊妹，他说到忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
When will we receive that crown of life?
我们什么时候能够得到这生命的冠冕呢？
It will be at the end of our lives.
这乃是要等到我们生命结束的时候。
It will be when we are called to glory.
要等到我们被接到荣耀里面的时候。
So until then, we have tests.And trials to stand firm in.
那么在那之前，我们就要经历过这些试验。
Trials to persevere through.
在试验中，我们要忍耐。
And we have this promise that God is using all those trials to perfect us.
我们也知道神有这样的应许，他必用这些试验来保护我们。
To grow in us a weight of glory.
叫我们能够叫我们能够成熟长大进到荣耀里。
Let's pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你自己的话语。
We thank you that in the middle of trials, we could still rejoice.
我们感谢你。因为我们在各样的试验里面，我们仍然可以有喜乐。
Knowing that these trials have a purpose.
我们知道说这些的试验对我们来说是有它的目的的。
That none of our hardships and pains will be wasted.
我们所有经历的这些艰难和苦痛，没有一样是浪费的。
But they are working for us.An eternal weight of glory.
但是这些乃是在我们身上工作，叫我们能够走进荣耀。
Help us, Lord, to persevere through the trials.
主要帮助我们能够在试验当中忍耐。
Help us to resist temptation.
帮助我们能够在试探中站立的稳。
To take up our cross and to deny ourselves.
叫我们能够背起自己的十字架，并且舍己。
To say no to temptation.
叫我们能够对试探说不。
To say to the vices of the devil that those things that you offer me are not good.
叫我们能够对着魔鬼说，你所给我的这些东西，我都要说不。
I already have every good and perfect gift from my Father in heaven.
我已经从我的天父那里得到所有好的赏赐。
So help us, we pray, to continue to run the race.
主啊，帮助我们能够一直的在这条路上面奔跑。
And to keep the faith.
叫我们能够守住我们的信心。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us respond by singing hymn number 452. Great is your faithfulness.
我们一同用诗歌452首来回应我们上面的信息，你信实何广大。
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast said, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning to the sea I see. All I have need thy hand provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in man. Smooth thy great hand, mercy and great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning to the seas I see. All I have is thy hand, great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto me. Plotting for sin and no peace that endures, I know their presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today, but for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning to the sea I see. All I have been thy hand hath provided, great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto me.
We have a couple of announcements before we close today's meeting.
我们接下来有一些的报告，在我们聚会结束之前有几样的报告。
Firstly, CT's Chinese and English Sunday services are live streamed each Sunday English Fellowship Sunday service is live streamed via Facebook. So you can please search for Christian Testimony Elmhurst on Facebook if you want to connect with that.
我们教会包括我们的中英文合谈在主日早上十点半的这个敬拜的聚会都会改为晚上线上的直播，所以大家可以通过我们教会的网站 www.nyctc.org 收看主日信息，也请弟兄姊妹留意我们本教会的网站，并且随时更新通告。那么对于没有办法对于那些没有办法通过网络上面收看我们直播的弟兄姊妹的话也可以通过我们的电话拨录电话与我们的这个与我们一同聚会那我们的电话号码是 646-558-8656 当我们接通以后呢我们就按718-507-8902然后按两次的井号键就可以连接我们的主日聚会。
Secondly, CT will have a Mandarin Chinese Gospel meeting live streamed on May 3rd at 10:30 a.m. The speaker is Brother Peter Liu. The topic is Facing Crisis. So please invite your unbelieving friends and family members to attend. You can contact Brother David Wang for more information.
那教会下主日也就是5月3号早上10点半我们会有晚上的传福音聚会讲员是刘志雄弟兄题目是面对危机所以请大家邀请还未信的亲友参加那么详情请联络王顺文弟兄
Thirdly, CT has a Mandarin Zoom Remembrance meeting that's what used to be our Breaking Bread meeting and that's every Sunday at 11:40. Please follow the instructions posted on CT's website to join the meeting.
那么第三点，教会主日早上11:40，在晚上我们会有纪念主的祷告聚会，也就是在我们的信息聚会结束之后，那么请按照教会网站通告的指示，用电话连线。今天的时间已经超了11:40，那么在我们信息聚会结束以后，大家就可以拨入。
And then lastly, our fellowship meetings are meeting as normally now, but online. So please check the CT website or reach out to the fellowship coordinators for more information.
第四点呢，教会我们各团契的聚会都已经恢复，并且改为网上的聚会。详情请弟兄姊妹查看教会的网站，或者与我们团契负责相关的负责人联络。
That is it for this Sunday meeting. We pray, Lord, that the Lord would bless you and keep you this week.
所以这个就是我们今天主日的信息。那我们盼望主能够在接下来的一周里面来祝福保守我们。
That everything you face this week would add to you being formed into the image of God.
我们在接下来一周我们所面对的所有的试验都将能够帮助到我们磨成基督的样式。
Grace and peace be with you until we meet again.
盼望平安与我们同在，直到我们下次再见的时候。
Thank you.
谢谢。